Welcome to NC Asian American Ministries podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today is episode 2 with Daniel Braswell. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Hello, Pastor Sammy. I'm doing well. Grace and peace to you and to all who may be listening.
Amen. That's great. I really enjoyed listening to your personal stories in the previous episode. And this episode, the second episode, will be more about your past and current ministry. So I'm so excited to get to know your ministry. Daniel, can you tell us about your prior ministry experiences?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. At the very beginning, right when I started to sense a call to some sort of gospel ministry, and I believed it to be pastoral ministry then, was, like I said on the last podcast, with a man, Pastor Chris Peeler, and going into some assisted living homes that he just fully believed were a harvest field of people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, and just kind of open and ripe to hearing the gospel. And maybe for some of them, it was just to be entertained. And he was just like, you know what, the good thing about going in here, he says, you get to be loud so they can hear you and keep your attention. So kind of like the very first beginnings of my, you know, that ministry was to another generation. So it was cross-generational, and it was kind of just, you know, I had to go in there and try to bring excitement and energy and just preach short 10, 15 minute sermons and then, you know, pray with them. In Bible college, when I moved up to Pennsylvania, and there was an assisted living home just a mile away from school, and I was able to just get in contact with the activities director there and actually initiate and then facilitate for about a year and a half of me going there on Sunday afternoons and holding like a small chapel service for about a dozen of their residents. That was super encouraging that they would, you know, continue to come and hear from me. And I was just grateful that God was giving me the grace and the strength and ability to do that. When I graduated from Bible college, I moved to North Carolina, and I started working as a college ministry intern at Mercy Hill Church in Greensboro. It's a Southern Baptist denomination church, an offshoot of the Summit Church in Raleigh-Durham. So they were just doing a lot of things with excellence, and is able to be on a college campus seeking to create Bible studies and just foster Christian community and growth there at Elon University. That's kind of the bulk of my prior ministry before coming to Greensboro Korean Baptist Church as the English ministry and youth pastor.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think the time that I first met you was about 3-4 years ago when you were a college intern at Mercy Hill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, time flies, doesn't it?
Indeed. Yeah.
Now, how did you become a pastor at the Greensboro Korean Baptist Church?
Yeah, it's that question's is a good one. And I mean, that's a question that as I'm just out and about talking to people, you know, normal people ask on a pretty regular basis, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, for a Caucasian guy to, you know, a pastor at a Korean church, how'd that come about? So it's a question that I get, and I like to tell the story. I mean, it just shows God's creativity, I think, in accomplishing his purposes. And so I was, while at Mercy Hill, the pastor at the Korean church, GKBC, they were looking for just volunteers to come on a rotating basis to teach their middle schoolers, high schoolers, their EM, and they contacted Mercy Hill and asked one of the pastors there, hey, do you have any men, you know, who would be qualified, who would be excited and apt to come and to teach some of our young people in English? And when I received the email from Pastor Brian there at Mercy Hill, I was so excited to have the opportunity to do it. So I started to go there on a rotating basis with about four other guys teaching, but it would only be you know, once every month or once every 6 weeks even. And when the time for my internship to come to a close at Mercy Hill was coming, GKBC had actually a new pastor had stepped in, Reverend David Lee, and Pastor Lee a couple of times had mentioned to me that it was the vision and the goal of our church, GKBC, to bring on a more full-time, consistent English ministry pastor, and then kind of share some of the vision of the church. And I didn't know at the time that, you know, that I would be a candidate. I just, you know, thought he was sharing this with me. And then as it turned out, he invited me to pray about it and consider it. And I spoke to kind of my pastors and mentors at Mercy Hill, which, you know, is a church that really likes to be a sending church and open-handed with, you know, their members and staff. And if God were to call somebody there, they would send them there gladly. After praying about it and just seeing it as a great opportunity and believing it was God's next step for me, I accepted that position gladly. And I'm excited about that still.
Wow, that's awesome. It is very encouraging to hear that. It sounds like a partnership between Mercy Hill Church and the Korean Church. I think it's a good picture for ethnic churches to work with mm-hmm. the majority churches. That's great.
Absolutely.
Well, listeners, as you noticed, Daniel is not Korean. You know, his last name is not Lee or Park or Kim. His last name is Braswell, right? Braswell. Now, Daniel, how's your experience in working at a Korean church as a Korean?
Yeah, it's been largely positive, and I think it's gone through a kind of like seasons. Not any being bad, but just kind of at the beginning, it was just this exciting kind of, I mean, very cross-cultural to me. I would be the only non-Korean there. And it's a pretty traditional church as well. I think the first time I was there, they did something that they do with guests is they all stood up and clapped and sung a song in Korean, like to honor me. And I think I ate it up. I think I was honored by that. And then, you know, so there was this, that stage at first. And then I realized that, you know, hey, it seems like I'm able to just sort of naturally or a God-given way to try to pick up and learn a couple of the, you know, cultural mores, and hey, I can actually, you know, bow to, you know, to show respect. And they receive that well. They don't see it like I'm being funny, but kind of just learning and fitting into a little bit of the culture there at the church was, you know, it was cool to see that growth and that sort of experience happen. And then if I were to just balance it out, one thing that, you know, for other people who may be non-Asian or non-Korean working in that context, sometimes it's tiring in a sense of, you know, you're always trying to like focus and maybe listen a little harder or just kind of pick up on non-verbal cues to know kind of what's happening and what's going on if, you know, the Korean ministry population is speaking mostly Korean and I'm trying to be engaged. Sometimes it can be a little bit tiring, just socially if I've been at church, you know, for 5-6 hours on a Sunday.
Mm. Oh, good. Yeah. Thanks for sharing about your experience. Now, what's the vision and value of your ministry?
Yeah, well, being the new year, 2019, just kind of embarking on that new year, both the EM and the KM at Greensboro Korean Baptist Church with Pastor David and I, you know, kind of like to share the same kind of heartbeat and vision. And launching off into the new year, we've come up with, you know, we want to be the church that Jesus Christ dreamt about. And, you know, it's said differently in Korean, but that's in English, it's translation. And it's kind of three components of that. We want to have a ministry and a church where the Holy Spirit dwells, where people are transformed, and where disciples are made.
Amen. That's good. Amen. Yeah. What are some exciting stories of what God is doing at your church, at your ministry?
Well, yeah. So this has been like a year-long process, or maybe more, and it just really kind of came to fruition here last Sunday, the first Sunday of the new year, and we were able to, as a church, move into a larger facility, just seeing God open doors and bring things to pass that, someone was able to purchase the church property where our old church building was, and it had, a small church, kind of like a church house, and it was kind of limiting on both the size and just not with classrooms that could facilitate kids or preschoolers. So, I mean, God was faithful, there to see disciples made, and well, I think people were ready to move into just a facility with some growth potential, to see God bring more families in, or people with young kids, and be able to serve them well in a gospel-centered ministry. So just last Sunday, we moved to a pretty strategic location as well, in Greensboro, across from the international market. I think Korean-owned and ran G-Mart in Greensboro, but there is just a vast array of different international pockets in that area. So that's some exciting things that we believe, God is going to use our place there, in Greensboro.
Oh, that's great. I've been to G-Mart. I think that's definitely a strategic location.
Is.
Yeah, what are some challenges you faced or are facing at your church, at your ministry?
Well, I guess to stay on those lines, I said that was something that was a year long in the process. I mean, many months ago, more than 6 months ago, Pastor David had put it before the congregation that, we were looking at a move, and we had prospective buyers for the church. But, I would sit in on church meetings, and the vast majority, initially just excited, but of course there were some with questions or concerns or not really buying in, and then with just kind of a waiting process, different obstacles, different hiccups kind of coming up in the way, and so that was a challenge. But I think Pastor Lee at Korean Church really kind of led us all well. And being able to wait on God and see His purpose in us being able to unify as we waited and then moved as the Lord opened doors.
Good. How do you keep up relationship with Korean ministry and English ministry at your church?
I think that happens in both in a couple of ways. Some just in an organized fashion. Right now at our church, we still do kind of a combined worship and prayer prior to like the distinct Korean ministry sermon that Pastor David preaches, and then the English ministry sermon that I preach. We have a combined time of worship and prayer, and then we divide, and I'll preach, and then we'll do maybe like a worship song or something to close. So that happens, and then we also share a meal after church, and both the KM Korean ministry and English ministry are fellowshipping and breaking bread together, and I really cherish these times. Another thing that will happen at our church a few times a year, there's just combined services when our senior pastor, he'll basically translate for himself. He'll preach both in Korean and in English, and it'll be a combined service sometimes around holidays, or twice a year we'll get out and we'll worship at a park in Greensboro, at a gazebo, and those are combined services. Those are a few of the ways that our Korean ministry and English ministry keep really close ties.
Good. Now, how does discipleship look like at your church, and how do you raise up team and leaders?
Okay. Yeah. Great. So this again, kind of coinciding with the new year, and about a month before that, we're actually going through a resource, one-to-one discipleship, and I've been told that's a pretty popular resource. Korean church in Korea, you know, put out and then was translated into English. And it's just, it's really doctrinally sound and kind of, you know, easy to follow. So we're walking through this discipleship manual, one-to-one discipleship, kind of training up the leaders now, kind of a core group. Both the Korean ministry and the English ministry is going through this, but separately. And so we're doing that. And what I've really started to notice from that organized fashion is just some organic conversations that kind of come out of that, that continue. I mean, it's looking at stuff like, hey, the nature of God, the attributes of, you know, the triune nature of God that, you know, we talk about for an hour, but, you know, they said the best conversation is one that doesn't end there. And I've seen some of our college students or further along Christians, you know, these younger students and younger folks will ask them, we'll just continue on the conversations that are started in this discipleship training.
Well, that's good. That's great. Well, Daniel, thanks so much for sharing about your ministry.
Yeah, I'm happy to do it. Praise God and thank you.
Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.